Parliament has, after heated debates, approved the president's nominee, Ekosi Ogabra, for the Trade and Industry Ministry, while some minority members raised some misgivings about the nominee's conduct and attitude at the vetting. The majority side touted the competence of Mr. Ogabra and believe he is capable of assisting in driving the vision of the president of ensuring accelerated development. Presenting the report of the appointment committee for the approval of the nominee, the chairman of the committee, Ebobat Nodro, said, having carried out due diligence examination, the committee is satisfied that the nominee is suitable for the job. Mr. Batinodro made a case for the House to approve the nominee.
The nominee's background was dealt with. In addition to some questions that were put to him, we dealt with promoting trade and industry in Ghana, his performance as Minister of Education previously, measures to curb invasion of retail sector by foreigners, comments on the controversial Team B article that the nominee was said to have written some time back. His views were also sought on youth entrepreneurial support, that is the YES Fund. The nominee gave his views on the Economic Partnership Agreement, promoting Made in Ghana products. Having duly carried out his duty diligently in accordance with the 1992 Constitution and the standing orders of the House, the Appointments Committee is satisfied that the nominee is suitable to be appointed to the position to which he has been nominated.
The minority leader, Osaiche Mensambos, raised several concerns on statements made by Mr. Ogabra at his vetting and wondered whether he can be relied upon as a minister.
Mr. Speaker, when a member suggested to him that perhaps the statement about the Team B players was made to secure a ministerial appointment, the Speaker, his answer was that at the time that statement was made, he was the chief executive officer of the Commonwealth Telecommunication Organization, and hence his compensation package was far higher than any minister in Ghana. And because of that, he didn't need it. The Speaker, that is the sort of person that we are discussing in this house. And people see nothing wrong with it. And they are saying to us that his party vetted him and approved of it. So nobody should comment on that. The Speaker, if this is not an indictment on other ministers of state, I don't see what else will constitute an indictment.
The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, in supporting the approval of the nominee, said Mr. Ogabra is well positioned to assist government in addressing the needs of Ghanaians.
He does come to this portfolio with some inspiring international reputation that will drive the president's vision of structuring our national economy.
Finally, Mr. Speaker, the nominee will have to work on expanding our export drive in order that we can stabilize the city. Indeed, the Ministry of Trade is the Ministry of the Economy in many jurisdictions. I urge my colleagues to support the Minister and that he will join a team to deliver on a better Ghana and curing the better Ghana agenda.
After a voice vote, the House gave Mr. Ogabra the nod to head the Ministry of Trade and Industry.